follow along with what's going on, you know, what's coming back, how are they coming back, you know, what's happening, and how can we play into that? With all of that uncertainty, budgets and timelines are tighter than ever before.
Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner, here with Matt Anderson. Today, we're joined by Tricia Shuver, Daktronics Professional Services Manager. She's going to tell us about content they're creating for returning to campuses and live events, new catalog content they have, and more. And we're here today with Trish Shuver. Trish, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. Another great day in the Daktronics podcast bunker. Matt, how you doing over there?
I'm doing good, Justin. Keep your 6 feet away.
I will stay 6 feet away. Don't worry. Trish, you were on the podcast before, but can you remind us what you do here at Daktronics?
Definitely. So I have been at Daktronics for about 15 years now. I've been in a few different roles, but currently I am one of our professional services managers. Our professional service team actually includes three focus areas. We have a technical group, an operations group, and a creative group. And so I'm currently leading and overseeing our creative services team. The work our team does is really focused on helping our Daktronics customers to maximize the impact of their displays. So what we're doing on the daily is working with customers all around the globe in all different markets to consult, sell, design creative content and applications that help them to inform, educate, and entertain their audiences. We'd like to say we've got one of the best jobs in the company because we have a great product that Daktronics produces, our video screens. But as we all know, it's like a TV screen, right? When you bring it home, it's just a big black box. And so we take a lot of pride in the fact that our team is the one that gets to work with customers and collaborate with them on different ways to turn it on and really, really get the biggest bang for their buck with those displays and make the biggest impact with their audience to help them meet all of their objectives.
Right. That does sound like the fun part, getting to bring that display to life. And today it makes sense. You're going to talk to us about an update in creative services, as well as how displays and content for those displays can help anyone hosting events to bring groups of people back together and communicate important messages.
Sure. Yep. So I think we can all agree 2020 has shaped up a little differently than most of us expected in a lot of ways, some good and some bad, right? There's probably more hurdles and a lot of things that were tough, but I think in retrospect, there's been a lot of positives that have come out of the last few months as well. But, you know, when we think about what we do and, you know, specifically in the sports and entertainment industry, you know, the quarantines and the social distancing, you know, around this pandemic has really forced us to think outside of the box and maybe re-strategize our business a little bit. You know, until recently, it was pretty unclear if and when sports and other events were going to be able to start back up. For a long time, we were just seeing things were canceled or things were postponed, which was quite discouraging. And, you know, we all understand why. But like I said, when we live and breathe in this industry, you know, we look forward to those events. And so, you know, knowing now that things are kind of starting to come back, we spent quite a bit of time working on some things to help our customers. But maybe to reflect back, I guess one of the things that we did, you know, while we were really uncertain what was going on and, you know, when the world was kind of in the midst of all of that pandemic, our design team really dug their heels in and did a great job of creating a pretty large inventory of free content that we made available to our customers to use to help communicate different messages about their business, about their events, maybe just some public service messages or public or positive messages and so on with different audiences. So that was pretty important. But like I said, you know, things have been a little bit different this year. So we really did have to kind of rethink how we could have an impact with our customers, with the world, and just, you know, the space we play in, you know, what could we do to help at this time?
Yeah. And you've kind of talked about, you know, how even it's been different since, you know, the pandemic stuff has started, where it was, like you're saying, you had this free content and it was helped to say, I mean, I remember we did a podcast with Gina and Jess about, hey, your business may be doing curbside pickup or delivery. And there's a lot of things people just don't know that we were communicating then. And then now, like you mentioned, it's a lot of different people are trying to figure out, you know, different leagues and entertainment venues and on how are they going to start returning back to normal. And I mean, almost every week it seems like on ESPN or something that there's some different sport at least that's back playing. I mean, there was a while where I watched the Cornhole League, I think pretty much every weekend because it was the only sports on for a while.
Yeah.
But with all these people trying to figure out, you know, how do they, the new normal, how do they get back? How has your group kind of changed and what are they doing to help with this?
Sure. Well, like I said, you know, Daktronics has amazing products with the displays that we sell and our control systems. And like I said, we have the great honor of being able to put content on those displays that really help to educate and inform people. And, you know, I think we all know right now, with everything going on, any form of communication medium is hugely invaluable because you just don't know, right? You don't know if your favorite restaurant's open. You don't know if you can dine in or if you need to carry out. You don't know if events are happening or, you know, what the protocol is if and when you're able to go. And so, you know, with the displays, communication opportunities are really endless. There's so many different ways that you can take those displays that maybe were primarily used for entertainment in the past and maybe switch your focus a little bit, right? Start to think about them not only in a way that can entertain people, but also ways that can help them communicate certain messages and different things. And so, you know, we've really been trying to follow along with what's going on, you know, what's coming back, how are they coming back, you know, what's happening and how can we play into that? And, you know, if we think about the sports industry in particular, or maybe more specifically, one of the things that we know is there's a ton of uncertainty. We know a lot of the leagues and a lot of the sports are starting to try and come back, right? To some limited degree, and what that looks like, it's hard to know. But what we do know and understand is that with all of that uncertainty, budgets and timelines are tighter than ever before. You know, the teams are kind of sitting and waiting and, you know, getting ready to do what they can. You know, staffing is maybe sometimes limited. And so one of the things that we've spent a lot of time over these last few months is really expanding our catalog content library.
Okay.
So our catalog content is something that we've done for years and we've really tried to continue to evolve it. And today we really do have a pretty robust offering that we're really proud of and really feel is unique in the industry. We've developed a lot of elements specific for all of the primary sports. And we've also got about 6 to 8, I would say, branded or package styles that are available that we can customize with any text, images, or logos. And those packages come with a number of templates. So you can purchase those, you can get the After Effects files so you're able to update, modify them on your own as you need for things like matchups, headshots, sponsored replays, and many other things. But I think our goal before and even more so now with this offering of our catalog is to make sure we're providing our customers with high quality content, which is a standard for us. But we also want to make sure we're giving them something that's really flexible, affordable, and that we can turn it around quickly. So based on everything going on, we know things are going to have to be quick. We know they're going to have to be fast. And we know budgets are a concern right now. And so we're trying to do our best to be as helpful as we can with this content that we've been developing. And I think what we have to offer is really good. So I hope people have a chance to check it out. You can check it out on our YouTube site, and hopefully Matt and Justin can plug that into the notes for us. But a lot of great stuff there. And again, just one of the many ways that we're trying to, I guess, make ourselves available to be helpful with everything going on.
Yeah, and this is it can be for all markets, right? It's not just for high schools, or it can span kind of all our different markets.
Correct. Yeah, we actually, funny story, we had some content that we were working on last year for the Houston Astros. And while we were developing that, they were in desperate need for some cheer animations and just prompts and things like that early in the season. And so we had shown them our catalog and they picked out probably 3 or 4 different cheer animations. And I was talking to the gentleman that worked there later in the year, and he was telling me that, you know, we did a bunch of custom content. They loved it, but they continued to use those catalog animations. And they said that their fans responded so well to some of those catalog cheer animations. You know, they were just out of the box. They had a lot of energy. And so, you know, they said for the price they paid for them, for as quickly as we got them, got those files to them, they were really impressed with the impact they had on their game day presentation. So for sure, I mean, our catalog is suitable for high schools to pro sports. We've got different price points. Like I said, we've got some that are customizable, some that, you know, just come as they are. And so there's really a lot of options available for any and everybody.
Yeah, I think that's a good point that it's for multiple levels. It's not just for one. And you've got professional sports customers that are taking some of those pieces of content that you'd put together for the catalog, and they're using them regularly and getting great feedback from their fans.
It's probably to like to match up with whatever brand standards, right? Like when you're saying it's customizable, it's to make sure that whatever team it is, it matches their fonts and things like that.
Yep. Yeah. And you're exactly right. And I appreciate you bringing that up, Matt, because like I said, we've continued to evolve our catalog. And I think one of the things people fear when they hear catalog is that, well, if I buy this, everybody else is going to have the same exact thing.
Yep.
And that's really not our intention or our goal. Is that, again, these are modifiable, customizable pieces. So we're changing the colors, we're changing the text, we're changing the logos or the icons or whatever it is that you want to put in it to make it customizable to you. So it might have a similar look and feel to another team, but again, you know, we're making it for you. It's customized for you. So it does have that unique feeling.
Another area I know that your group helps out with, Trish, is, and I'm even thinking, you know, pre-COVID kind of stuff, but you guys have helped a lot with, we call them the conceptualizing, right? So it's helping customers get an idea of what a new, let's say it's a display or product, what it's going to look like at their field, in their venue, well before when they're trying to decide what to go with. When we're talking about that area of the business, how has that been changing recently as well?
Yeah, conceptuals, pre-visualizations, there's a few different terms that we've used, but yeah, you're exactly right. You know, before all of this COVID, a lot of times we were doing site surveys where we would go out to a venue, meet with a customer in person and kind of walk around their venue or their space and really get a sense of, you know, what are their objectives? What audience groups are they trying to talk to? What are they trying to communicate? Is it, you know, that they want to have more live feeds in the concourse area? Is it that, you know, they want to push concessions? Is it that they need more space for brand or partner recognition, so on and so forth? And so, you know, we had the opportunity to do a lot of those in person, like I said, pre-COVID. But today we're still finding ways to have those same conversations, you know, just doing it more remotely, obviously, through photos and videos. And I would say the objectives or maybe the story has changed a little bit, right? In the past, it was maybe about how can we get more sponsorship in here? How can we get more entertainment in these certain spaces? Where today I feel like the conversation is starting to shift. Kind of going back to what you said before, right? You know, people are starting to go back to events. Things are starting to kind of get back to normal. But we need to direct people more than we had to before. We need to communicate more specific messages. And so it's more of that strategic thinking in terms of what kind of displays could we put in different locations to help communicate this information, maybe pre-event. And then when the event's happening, you know, how can we then transition and use those displays accordingly to, you know, help create more of that energy around what's going on and keep people informed throughout the event as well.
Yeah. And I think that's something we said recently too, is that the need to communicate and inform visitors and fans has never been more important than it will be once as sports start to open up. Because even if you're a, you know, a seasoned vet, if you've been a season ticket holder for a long time, whether it's professional or college, you go in, it's not going to be the same experience that you've had before. And, you know, at the time of this recording, there's still a lot of unknowns. We've talked to different people at the company and heard stories from, you know, when people come into a stadium, they may be directed to go one way, or there may be signs to say, you know, sanitation over here, get a mask over here. There's like a lot of different things. And it sounds like there's not one blanket statement way for everyone to have it. So it's almost everyone has a different kind of touch and feel on how they're going to handle this going forward.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely going to be interesting. I think there's going to be a lot of change in the way productions are handled, you know, moving forward. And it'll be interesting to see how that, you know, plays out, you know, in the future as things do get more and more back to normal. And I would say along those lines, one of the other things that we spent quite a bit of time working on over the last several months and, you know, have a heavy focus on now is just really talking to our customers and helping to make sure that they are getting the most out of their systems from a production standpoint. And so there's a couple of things that we can do, or a couple maybe focus areas that we've been working on. The first is being, we've done a lot of educational webinars. We've done Facebook Live sessions. We've done what we call our Innovate webinar series, which customers are able to join and, you know, maybe learn tips and tricks about their control system, learn about automation and triggering and how to integrate pieces of equipment to be more efficient in what they're doing. And so if they need to, you know, be more efficient with their staff because staff is having to do both a streaming and a live production. You know, if they need to just make more with what they have today because they can't go out and purchase new things, we're trying to help them really get the most out of their Daktronics system as they can. We've had a ton of new features released in our control system over the last few months, couple years, and we just want to make sure that people are aware and have time to really dig into what those are. And so over the last few months, you know, we know people were yearning for that information. And so we really tried to put that out there and make sure people were aware of those things to, again, just be as efficient as possible in their workflow, kind of behind the scenes. And then playing off that, the other thing that we know is a big topic of conversation right now is, you know, the streaming. So if fans aren't going to be able to be at the game in person, then we want to stream it for them, right? We don't want to watch cornhole, like you said, or beanbags for the next 6 months. We're going to want to watch some real sports or something with
it's a little bit more
excitement.
Yeah.
You know, and so streaming's always been a thing. There's always been streaming and, you know, based on, you know, the level of sports, you know, maybe it's been more advanced than others, but we're trying to make that option more readily available for all markets. And by doing that, we're trying to help them see how they can use their current equipment, you know, to do that production. So again, trying to do more with less, you know, how can we take what you're doing in stadium for that production, you know, and start to mimic that or maybe modify it so that we can send it out as a stream as well. So again, they can, you know, have that advanced production. They can have a nice quality show that they can push out to fans without making double the work for themselves.
Yeah. And you brought up the webinar series. We'll see if we can add a link to that so people can check those out and see if they can learn something there. And it sounds like everything you've been talking about here is preparing for when things come back, trying to make things easier on people. It's a helpful tone that it seems everybody's trying to be a little bit more helpful during this time and try and help each other through it. With the content catalogs that you've got that can make things quicker turn and easier to get around to people when things are coming back, to how to tune up their system and improve their production. Like you said, it hasn't been a normal year this year.
No, it definitely hasn't been normal. And I think, you know, one thing for myself, and I would say the rest of our services team is, you know, that's what we do. We're in services. So we're always looking for ways to help to find ways to help people add value to their systems. And so, you know, the work that we're doing today really isn't different. It's just maybe we're focusing on it with a different mindset. You know, things are changing, things are happening in new and different ways. And so, you know, it's forced us to get outside of our comfort zone a little bit, which I think in a lot of ways is good for all of us. You know, it kind of gives you an opportunity to stop and reflect and really check and adjust and, you know, rewind a little bit, which is a good thing sometimes, because as we all know, we start running a little bit too quickly and, you know, you kind of forget what you're doing sometimes. So it's good to hit that pause once in a while.
Right. It definitely is.
Yeah. Cause I'm thinking it's, I don't know if people are back more in control rooms now, cause I'm also thinking back to when, you know, people started working from home a lot or closing down. We saw, you know, some videos on Twitter and stuff of people in vent production closing their control room and saying like, I'll see you later. Mm-hmm. And some people said they had left computers on to be able to remote in and still kind of work with stuff. But I don't know, I see more and more articles of like staff being allowed in after they're scanned and everything. So it's people in control rooms are starting to get back. And there's part of this messaging, like we've been talking about, of how do you get information to people as they come in? And then like everything Trish's group does help that, but then even whatever scale people will start to attend sporting events again, whether it's 50% capacity, every other seat, whatever it might be, you may start out with not a full house. So then the content also becomes very important, right? Because you're trying to still create an engaging atmosphere with the fans that are there, knowing that you don't have as many fans there.
Right. Well, and I think the interesting thing too is, you know, we talk a lot about the fans and the experience that you create for the fans, which is mm-hmm. incredibly important, right? That's where the revenue comes in. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's also interesting when you think about the players on the field or on the court, right? They are used to, you know, fans screaming and yeah. cheering and all of that, that ambience. And so, you know, there may not be a production for fans in the stadium, but what do you need to do to try and help create some of that energy for your players and your coaches and the teams on the, you know, the teams that are playing these events as well. And so it's really interesting. I mean, there's a lot of dynamics out there for sure.
Right. The home field experience or home court experience is going to be a little bit different yeah. or home ice or whichever sport you're in. I mean, it might be Correct. Different not having those fans there. And people talk and they're like, oh, are they going to pump in noise and pump in crowd noise just so it feels normal? Because you can imagine how kind of quiet and weird it would be just with like a basketball court and there's just a couple dribbling balls and yeah. squeaky shoes and that's all you hear.
I was going to say, I'm obviously right. not a professional athlete by any means, but I would think that that would throw me off a lot is the how quiet and how different that would be would affect your performance. But again, I'm not a professional athlete, so maybe it doesn't.
Thank you for clarifying that. We were worried. Oh, yeah. But thank you, Trish, for coming on to share a little bit about what our creative services and services as a whole are doing to help with the sports possibly coming back.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks, Trish.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dectronics Experience Podcast. Please subscribe at your favorite place to listen to podcasts to keep up with our latest episodes.